Utah Governor Gary Herbert says the number of refugees settling in Utah has been declining with the population and expects the decline to continue. Because of Utah's history as a place of refuge for those displaced based on beliefs, Governor Gary Herbert is offering his state as a place that would like to welcome more refugees like Tibui.
I think that welcoming refugees has been a hallmark of many states. It's not a Democrat or a Republican issue. It's like just a humane thing to do, to open your doors when you can.
T and her family moved to the United States to seek refuge after the Vietnam War. In her recent memoir, The Best We Can Do, she writes about the struggles she and her family faced when adapting to their new lives here in the United States.
It's terrible to be seen as a threat or a plague, and all you want is for people to understand why you came. If you had had a choice in the matter, you wouldn't have come. You would have stayed home. That's where you belonged. But you have no home. So now what do? You have to survive. No one just sits there and lets their kids die. The 71 million people in the world who are displaced right now are pretty much all the same. They're all looking for a place to call home.
Having lived in the United States since the 1970s, T is using her experience and her work as an author to help educate others about refugees and their contributions to a community.
I just try to get everybody to look harder at the actual facts before making a decision, because the response to shut down our borders, to build walls, to call people horrible things, that's just an emotional response and it's not based on any actual facts.
Tibui was in Utah Thursday, where she spoke about her memoir, The Best We Can Do, a graphic novel documenting her family's daring escape after the fall of South Vietnam in the 1970s. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.